You may be seated. I love the Beatitudes, I have to say, because Matthew has given us this text where Jesus just flat out and plainly tells us who it is and whom God is blessing in God's nearing kingdom. And it's not who we might necessarily think of when we think of people being blessed: the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for justice or righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for the name of justice, for the sake of justice. Because none of these people who do these things are what our society or our dominant human culture of this era, or any era for that fact, are things that happen to people that we consider to be blessed, are they? Someone who can't feed themselves, are they blessed by our means? Someone who loses their house to the bank, are they blessed by our means? Someone who loses a job and can't find another one, are they considered blessed? Someone who is addicted to anything, do we consider them to be blessed among us? What about someone diagnosed with pancreatic cancer? Goodness me, we don't consider them blessed, do we? What about someone born hydrocephalic and deaf? We don't consider that family to be blessed at all, do we? These are people we feel sorry for. We feel pity for them. Sometimes we might even be ashamed to know they exist in our midst. But we also know God's blessings abound. We look around, we see people who have things. We consider them blessed. People who's able to sit down all day yesterday and watch college football all day long. That's someone who's blessed, isn't it? A family with two cars and well, maybe a third car. Let's toss in that Sunday afternoon ride. A house with little or no mortgage left. What is it, 2.4 children now considered average? A dog in the backyard, a cat running around in the house, a fish tank, a hamster. That's the family that's blessed, isn't it? Being blessed with what Jesus meant in the Sermon on the Mount and what we understand when we look at it today. They're two completely different things. When we see grace from God, at least when I do, I see it as when something good happens that I don't deserve. It's like a birthday present, like a Christmas gift, isn't it? It's probably something I want, but not something I need. But we know enough here to realize, though, that a person's faith is a fluid thing. It's shaped by our experiences. It's shaped by who we are as members of the church here. Through our thinking, through our minds, that wonderful gift from God that we're supposed to use to reason with. And then all the while we look and we try to see ourselves in the Bible, to see ourselves in the center of God's grace and where we are at in these Beatitudes. Where are we blessed? We want to be the ones sitting there by the Sea of Galilee while Jesus is preaching from the hillside like he is here in Matthew. We want to hear from his mouth that we're the ones who are blessed. We want to taste the fish and the bread that have been passed out to those people who have seen God's grace in abundance. But if we want to see who is blessed, if we want to see the kingdom of God realized here and now through Jesus Christ by the power of the Spirit, when we hear these Beatitudes read aloud or we see them printed in a book, hopefully the Bible and not a self-help book, because we need each other if we're going to help each other, we have to realize that we are often not the one Jesus is talking about in this particular context. What this text should mean to us today is that despite what we consider to be blessed in today's times, when Jesus is speaking to the masses gathered there, just as we have gathered here, we're all looking for a pathway that's going to lead to an abundant life in the kingdom of God. And if we're serious about having lives that are aligned with what God's kingdom is up to in the world, it is such people as Jesus calls blessed among whom that we will find God already at work and offer an abundant blessing. Because they're going to be the ones we have the most to learn from our calling and from our common discipleship to Jesus and our citizenship here in this kingdom of heaven. Because these are the people, these ones who are blessed that have practices in place that show God's reign and God's action in the world. They may not know it. They may not identify as such. But here Jesus does. I always flash back to the trip I took to El Salvador, and we traveled around to some different communities. Communities centered around a church, around a congregation, centered around God. And seeing the people that we think of as the destitute, the poor, the impoverished, the helpless. Seeing those people and they still gather together to give thanks to God and praise the Lord for all that they have in their lives. That was the most fulfilling times of worship I had ever been in, and I didn't even speak the language. Those poor people were more in line with what the Gospels teach, the message of Christ, because they gathered together with what they had. They would scrape together to money the kids that they had identified that could have a bright future in school and through education. They would pool their assets as a community together to be sure that child made it through school. And even though many of them had little to eat, they would always find food to take to the places where people were worse off than they were. It was just an eye-opening experience to see this. But then we got to look and we got to consider taking Jesus a bit more seriously. Because Jesus isn't saying these people will be blessed someday, nor is he even limiting the blessings of God to his disciples and to the followers of him. But good old John Wesley, that guy y'all learned about when y'all went through confirmation however many years ago, drives the point home, because he says wherever you see people like this, wherever they are and whatever their background, know God's kingdom offers them blessings. Because these people are right now being blessed by the reign of the God Most High. My favorite scripture comes out of the book of Micah, and it reminds us that it's not all about blessing, but about the requirement. What does the Lord require us, the prophet asked. Y'all who's in contemporary worship a couple weeks ago, you done know the answer to this, don't you? To do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Y'all remember what I said those church communities there in El Salvador were doing? Doesn't that seem like they are acting out and performing these acts of justice, mercy, and walking humbly with God? With this requirement that is offered in response to Micah's wondering how to respond to the crisis that they're facing there with the community of that time. Because remember, prophets were often sent by God to give a message that was not well received because the people didn't want to hear that message. And this was no different. Because God, in this encounter with the prophet Micah, he cannot understand how the people could have so completely abandoned their covenant with the Lord after all that God had done for them, after all the ways God had saved them time and time again. All God wanted and expected in return for being such a blessed people were these three things: justice, mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Because there are strong parallels between these three attributes and a covenant life with God and what we consider blessed. But that God's all-encompassing nature brings all of creation under the Lord's hands, like a mama hen protecting her little chicks. You know, we live in the kingdom of God, blessed by God, we're forgiven by God, and we're reconciled by God. So what does the Lord require of us each day? Y'all know that answer. I don't have to tell you. A four-year-old can tell you the answer. What's that golden rule? Do to others as you'd have them do to you, right? John Wesley said, do no harm, do good, and stay in love with God. Tend to the work that God has given us. And we will be among those who are blessed. So what does the Lord require of you and of each of us every single day? To do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God. And blessed will we be. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God.